This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A warning from the National Hurricane Center. Monster Hurricane Milton is expected to be an extremely dangerous storm when it reaches the west central coast of Florida just hours from now. Sarasota County, Florida's emergency management chief is blunt.
This is going to be an intense disaster for Sarasota County.
Sarasota County Emergency Management Chief Sandra Tapfumane on what the storm may do to that area and what residents should do.
We do not want you staying in your home if you are anywhere near a body of water. We also have rainfall to contend with. We are going to get up to 18 inches of rain for this event. So we have the storm surge, we have the rain, we have winds that might be in the excess of 120 to 130 or more miles per hour. This is going to be an intense disaster.
Lori Bullock lives near Fort Myers, and she's evacuated to Miami.
We live on a canal, and for the last couple of hurricanes, Ian and Irma, the water did come up about halfway. But the way they were describing the surge coming off the Caloosahatchee, because we're right off the Caloosahatchee, I just think this time we're really going to get hit.
She talked to WSVN-TV in Miami. The Justice Department is considering asking a federal judge to break up Google after its search engine was declared an illegal monopoly. Court papers were filed late yesterday. Thousands of copies of Donald Trump's God Bless the USA Bible were printed in China, a country that he is accused of stealing American jobs and engaging in unfair trade practices. The Trump campaign has not responded to emails and calls about this. Palestinians say a big Israeli operation in Gaza has killed dozens of people. This is AP News. Climate change now and hurricanes.
Climate scientists say man-made global warming boosted the effects of Hurricane Helene, increasing rainfall by about 10% and winds by an extra 13 miles per hour. That's according to an analysis by World Weather Attribution.
Made it more destructive in multiple ways through enhancing the rainfall that fell over both the coastal area and much further inland.
Study co-author Ben Clark is a climate researcher at Imperial College London.
So the Gulf of Mexico, where waters have been unusually warm, all of that has been kind of amplified.
The scientists warn that climate change from fossil fuels will lead to more hurricanes like Helene, with flooding well inland. Kim Cobb is the director of the Institute at Brown for Environment and Society.
We can look to these recent headlines as a wake-up call.
Hurricanes as intense as Helene used to occur only once every 130 years on average, but are now 2.5 times more likely. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.